I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks so much for being with me for the music of Louis Armstrong on Jazz Rhythm. In this series, by the way, I'm going to include a few of the many trumpeters influenced by Louis. And of course, it's safe to say, as Miles Davis did, that every trumpeter is or has been influenced by Armstrong in some way. I mean, his legacy looms so large in jazz that every horn player, whether they acknowledge it or not, has been deeply shaped by Louis Armstrong. Two Armstrong-style trumpeters that you might not have heard before are the Swede, Bent Persson, and the relatively young New Orleans trumpeter, Kermit Ruffins. Now, Persson's been with numerous Swedish and some of the very best European jazz bands since the early 70s, and he's best known for recording Louis Armstrong's 50 Hot Cornet Solos, originally published as a sort of, these were sort of rehearsal pieces that Louis practices chops on. We'll hear Skedaddy Dat. This was written by Lil Hardin and recorded by Louis' Hot Five in 1926. And Bent Persson and this Swedish clarinetist Thomas Arnberg's Blue Five are particularly good at recreating the very early Louis Armstrong sound. First, though, Kermit Ruffins plays and sings in the Armstrong manner on his 1992 debut album, World on a String. And he was accompanied by some elder New Orleans musicians like Ellis Marsalis on piano, Walter Payton bass, and Danny Barker on banjo, although I don't hear a banjo in this particular track. The delightful Monday Night in New Orleans.
Before you know it, all the rabies is gone. On Monday nights in New Orleans. We'll be right back.
Two recent trumpeters deeply influenced by Louis and clearly emulating his style, Kermit Ruffin singing Monday Night in New Orleans, Kermit's from New Orleans himself, and Skidaddy Dap. Bent Pearson playing cornet. Now, cornet, not trumpet, was the instrument that Louis favored on his earliest recordings. And that's, I think, a pretty brilliant recreation of Louis' Hot Five by the Swedish band Thomas Arnberg's Blue Five. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm and a tribute to Louis Armstrong. Next on this tribute to Louis, a very rare broadcast. This is, now it's entirely possible that this has not ever been broadcast, at least in the last 40 or 50 years, since it was originally produced as part of an educational series that was sponsored by Standard Oil and called the Standard School Broadcast. This, by the way, is from the personal collection of one of the session participants, Clancy Hayes, who here plays guitar and is part of the Between Songs color commentary, though he's being called Jack for some unfathomable reason. This is also remarkable in two other ways. First, this seems to have been recorded in stereo, highly unusual for 1948, but it's definitely in stereo. And it's one of the best lineups of Louis' All-Stars. Jack Teagarden on trombone and taking some vocals, Earl Father Hines on piano, and Sid Catlett drums. And even though Barney Bigard was with the All-Stars at this point, it's not Bigard on clarinet. I can't figure out who it is. But anyway, here's this extremely rare 1948 stereo recording made for the Standard School Broadcasts.
Well, Jack, I'm certainly beginning to understand what you mean by cats now.
You understand what I mean? They really swing out, don't they?
It's real gone.
Listen, wait till you hear this next one.
What's it going to be?
Well, I'm going to ask them if they will be kind enough to do a little thing called the Muskrat Ramble.
Yeah. It's a little thing. Sounds real fine. Thank you. This music certainly helps us construct our music map of America and also gives us some mighty fine listening, don't you think?
You ain't heard nothing yet.
Ain't heard nothing yet.
No, wait till you hear the blues. Mm. When I asked Jackson Teagarden to saunter up here and sing that Basin Street blues right here in New Orleans.
Well, let's watch him song.
Won't you come along with me? Love the Mississippi. We'll take a boat to a land of dreams, steam down the river down to New Orleans. A band that you need us, Sesmo Armstrong to get us. You'll see the place where the folks all meet. Heaven on earth, they call it Basin Street. Basin Street is the street where dark and light always meet. And New Orleans, the land of dreams, you'll never know how nice it seems, or just how much it really means. Glad to be, yes, sirree, where her welcome streets welcome me, and where I can lose my Basin Street.
Along the Mississippi,
along the Mississippi,
you saw the place where the folks all meet. Look out, Louis, I'm gonna take a trombone coda.
Two radically different versions of Basin Street Blues about 20 years apart. Jack Teagarden featured in the vocal on that rare 1948 broadcast. Pretty typical of Louis Armstrong's all-stars in those years of the 40s and 50s. And special thanks to Pete Clute for making that exclusive gem available to Jazz Rhythm. The latter recording was Louis' Hot Five from 1928. Earl Hines there also creating a delightful counterpoint with both piano and celeste, that sort of toy piano sound. Louis again completely reworking the tune to fit his own taste, improvising and scatting to totally reshape a tune to his own personality. A brilliant duet with Earl Hines again from 1928, Weatherbird. This written by Louis' mentor, King Oliver, certainly one of the high water marks in Louis' inventiveness, melodic beauty, swing, and improvisation. I've even heard it called a high water mark in jazz. Louis Armstrong's duet with Earl Hines from 1928, Weatherbird. ¶¶ Weatherbird, concluding this first of a Jazz Rhythm series in tribute to Louis Armstrong. Next time, I'll have more rarities, gems, and hot performances by Louis. We'll delve even deeper into the music, the personality, and the towering legacy of this greatest of all jazz musicians who seemed to have embodied New Orleans, shaped swing itself, had a unique earthy expressionism, and shaped the very soul of jazz music. To conclude, Louis Armstrong and Duke Ellington together, along with some of Louis' best sidemen, including trombonist Trummy Young and clarinetist Barney Bigard, who spent many years with both these giants. I'm Dave Radlauer. That's Jazz Rhythm. Thanks for listening.
Skies. I never went back for fireflies. Now that the stars in your eyes are beginning to see the lights, I never went in for afterglow, candlelight on the mistletoe. Now that you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. Yes, used to ramble through the park, shadowboxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark. That's a full-on fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. Now that your lips are burning mine, I begin to do see the light. Yes, I never cared much for moonlit skies. Never went back to fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I begin in. I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. But not when you turn the lamp down, no, I'm beginning. Used to ramble to park, shadowboxing in the dark. Then you came and caused that spark, the full on fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your chops are burning mine, I begin.